faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman anxiously awaits further news of the murder-bent racketeers, the villains have their helpless victim, Dave Powers, lined up, facing the muzzle of a loaded gun.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know what I think is the best thing about collecting those comic buttons in the new series that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pet? Well, I think the best part is that all the kids can enter into the fun. Sure, you don't have to be getting a big allowance because you don't send in a single penny for these Pep comic buttons. Not even a box stop. And you don't have to be in a certain grade at school. And both fellas and girls get a big kick out of making a collection of all 18 buttons in this new series. And all of you follow the adventures of these characters in the funny papers, so you're already acquainted with Cindy and Vitamin Flintheart and the Little Moose and Superman, of course. And you can all trade duplicates with each other and add another Pep comic button to your collection that way. So get in on the fun, gang. Sure, ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exciting prizes. You can't even buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button for you inside every package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And say, Pep's a prize package when it comes to good eating, too. Crisp and fresh and loaded with that catchy Sunshine flavor that you really love. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When, as a result of Superman's interference, the self-styled Professor Blessing found himself faced with charges of larceny and assault against Dave Powers, the young man whom he'd swindled out of $2,000 in the sale of a worthless lunch wagon, the racketeer decided that his safety lay in doing away with Powers. Accordingly, he put into operation a daring plan, which included a ruse to draw off the police officers who were guarding his victim, so that Froggy, his burly gunman, was free to slip into Powers' apartment building. Meanwhile, at the very moment that Powers, over his frightened wife's objections, was about to open his apartment door in response to Froggy's ring, Clark Kent felt a premonition of danger. Pacing the floor in Professor Blessing's hotel room, where, with Inspector Henderson, he has been waiting for the racketeer's return, Kent suddenly stops. Glancing quickly at an open telephone book lying on the table, he exclaims,
"Great Scott, Inspector, look at this."
"What is it, Kent?"
"This phone book, with a line drawn on a Dave Powers address."
"So what? Nothing to get excited about."
"Are you kidding? This could mean that Blessing and Froggy went out gunning for
Relax,
Dave and..."
"Kent, Blessing and his torpedo will get no place."
"But I tell you..."
"I've told you nothing can happen to Powers with two of my men guarding his apartment building."
I know, but
as
I...
"As a matter of fact, I'll probably get a call any minute now, telling me my men grabbed those crooks near the Powers house."
That could be. Just the same, I've got a funny feeling something might happen, and I'm going out to check."
"Oh, don't be ridiculous, Kent."
"Be back soon, Inspector."
"For Pete's sake, Kent, wait. Powers is..."
Ignoring Inspector Henderson's plea, Clark Kent ducks into a dark stair hall, rips off his business suit, and a moment later...
Up, up, and away!
A blue and red streak is seen rocketing through an open window. As Superman zooms through the night sky, Dave Powers, his face drained of color, faces the muzzle of a gun held in the steady hand of Froggy, Professor Blessing's murder-bent henchman. Near him, the inert form of Ann Powers, who fainted from fright, lies on the floor. A cruel smile flickers on the gunman's face as he says,
"What's the matter, Powers? Surprised to see me?"
"How did you get in here?"
"Easy. Just walked in."
"But..."
"Skip
but...
the conversation, sucker. You've done too much talking already."
"No, wait.
Now I'm gonna fix it so you don't talk no more. So long, sucker."
I'll take that gun, Froggy."
"Superman!"
Let's go, or I'll kill you too."
"Your killing days are over, chum."
"Let's go, or you..."
"All right, there's only one way to cool you off, Froggy, and this is it."
Oh, baby, what a haymaker."
"That should keep him on ice for a while."
"And how? Holy smokes, Ann. She's still out. And..."
"Don't worry, Dave.
And...
she'll be all right."
"But she looks so white."
"Naturally, but she's beginning to come out of that faint. She'll be okay in a moment."
"Poor kid. Boy, I don't know what kept me from passing out, too. I was sure we were goners this time."
"Well, I admit it was close, Dave."
"Close is putting it mildly. Hey, look, how do you know my name? And how do you happen to show up here?"
"Now, that's a little secret I can't reveal. Stand by while I go downstairs and get some policemen to stay here with your wife. I want you to come with me when I take Froggy to where Inspector Henderson is waiting for him."
"Whatever you say, Superman."
"See you in a few minutes."
short time later, to Inspector Henderson's utter amazement, Superman deposits Dave Powers and the still unconscious Froggy in Professor Blessing's hotel room and quickly disappears. Then, in a moment, again in the guise and garb of Clark Kent, he returns to be greeted with...
Well, Mr. Worrywart,
where have you been?
I was...
Looking for Dave Powers, were you?
Well, yes, but...
Well, your search is ended, pal.
Hiya, Mr. Kent.
Why, hello, Dave. Say, I'm glad to see you alive and well.
I can thank Superman for that.
Really?
Yeah. Would have been curtains for my wife and me if he hadn't come crashing through the window of our apartment just as Professor Blessing's playmate was about to rub us out.
Great Scott, you mean Froggy?
That's the guy. And here he is, personally delivered by Superman.
Well, what do you know?
But the professor's still on the loose. And Froggy, you'd better tell us where to find him or take the rap all by yourself. Well, what do you say?
Okay, I'll talk.
Now, you're being smart. Speak up. Where do we find the boss?
He's supposed to be waiting for me at Monty's.
Uh-huh.
Monty's? You mean that restaurant on 3rd Avenue?
Yeah, but jeepers, don't tell him I sang or...
Don't worry about him.
Come on, Inspector. I'm anxious to see that Blessing character for more reasons than one.
Boy, so am I.
One minute. Healy.
Yes, Inspector?
I want you to take Froggy down to headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Book him and hold him incommunicado until I get there.
With pleasure. Come on, tough guy. Up on your feet.
Okay, copper, okay.
Oh, on your way out, tell Rosen to stick around here at the hotel. Just in case the professor might mosey back.
Check.
Okay. Now, Kent?
Yes, Inspector.
You and Powers come along with me to Monty's, where, if we're lucky, we'll pick up Blessing.
Yeah. Here's hoping he's still there. Let's go.
This is the guy who took me for $2,000 in that diner deal.
Yeah? Where?
You mean over there at that corner table, Dave? That's right, Mr. Kent. The skinny, bald-headed guy with the eyeglasses hung on a ribbon.
Yeah, that's the professor, all right. Come on, let's join him. And remember, let me do the talking.
Oh, what if he sees us first?
Not a chance. He's too interested in that paper he's reading to notice us.
Hey, do you think the piano's a signal?
Relax, Powers.
You see too many mystery movies.
Just step up to his table, pull out the chairs, and sit down. Leave the rest to me.
Check, right.
Hello, Professor.
What the...
How's the lunch wagon business?
Inspector Henderson.
Yeah, and I think you may have met these gentlemen before. Dave Powers, one of your customers, and Clark Kent of the Daily Planet.
Hello, crook.
You may know me better as a friend of Jim Olson.
Now, look here. What's this all about?
Don't you know, Professor?
No. You've got nothing on me, Inspector.
That's what you think. Blessing, I've got enough on you to send you up for life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, will you go quietly, or do I...
I'm not going anyplace.
Now, look.
Look out! He's got a gun. Don't move, either of you.
You ought to know better than to pull a gun on me, Professor. Especially in a public place like this.
These people here are my friends.
Yeah, so what? Doesn't it occur to you that this place may be surrounded by my men?
I don't care. I don't care, do you hear? I'm desperate. Now, look. I'm not going to be taken in, see? Not alive, anyway.
Don't be a fool, Blessing.
I swore. I'll never go back to sir. I'm a sick man, and I don't want to die in jail.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that before.
If I'm convicted this time, it means life. And I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in jail.
Be smart, Professor.
No, you be smart, copper. If you want to stay healthy, you and your friends pick yourselves up and get out of here.
Of all the dough. I think he means business, Inspector.
You bet I do. I'm desperate, I tell you. I won't be taken in. I'm not going to.
Professor, this is your last chance.
No, I won't.
If you make me take it away from you, you'll be sorry.
Don't do anything rash, Inspector.
Why, you cheap tinhorn crook.
Well, Inspector, keep out of this, Captain. Stand back, Inspector. I warned you.
Give me that gun.
Inspector, look out.
You asked for it, copper.
Inspector Henderson reaches out for the desperate Professor Blessing. Clark Kent knocks Dave Powers to the floor and cries out a warning, but too late to stop the shooting. What has happened? We'll know in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Yes, sir, the mothers of all the gang are sure being rushed for lots of Kellogg's Pep these days because, of course, it's such a sunny, golden, toasted whole wheat flake cereal and because it's the prize package where you get those exciting comic buttons in Pep's brand new series. Real true-to-life pictures of your favorite funny sheet characters. A brand new series of 18 different buttons like Toots and Casper and the Inspector and Barney Google, 4 from Dick Tracy, Pat Patton, Tess Trueheart, Chief Brandon, and Vitamin Flintheart, and Superman, of course. Yes, there were 18 of them in all. Every one so doggone real that, well, you'd think those comic strip characters could talk. And it's no end of fun to compare notes with your friends and see who's got the most different buttons. And these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to look for your comic button inside each package of Kellogg's Pep. And look for some mighty swell eating at breakfast, too. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's doggone sunny tasting and delicious. And it's good for you. Gives you vitamin B1 and energy vitamin and that important sunshine vitamin D that Mom knows you need so much. So tell Mom that you'll eat lots of P-E-P. The Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
A moment ago, just as Professor Blessing fired point-blank at Inspector Henderson, Clark Kent, moving with the speed of light, knocked Dave Powers to the floor and whipping out both hands, caught the two bullets. In practically the same breathless second, he upended the heavy table, hurling the racketeer to the floor and knocking him unconscious.
Holy smokes, the professor wasn't bluffing, Inspector.
No. It was a lucky thing for us Superman was here.
Superman?
Yeah. Why didn't you say that, Inspector? You know, Kent. And it's no use trying to deny it.
What are you talking about?
Look, I suspected you before. Now, huh?
What happened?
Are you all right?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay, Marty. I'm sorry we had to mess up your place, but maybe now you'll be more careful with your clientele.
But I didn't know. I couldn't.
I know. Forget it. Just run along and call headquarters for me. Tell them to send a pie wagon around for your unconscious customer.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Okay, everybody. Relax. Shooting's over.
Look, Inspector, I think I'd better get going.
Wait a minute, Superman.
Look, this is your idea of a joke, Inspector.
It's no joke, Kent, and you know it. I saw you catch those bullets from the professor's gun.
What? Mr. Kent caught
those? You saw me.
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not, and I can prove it. Open your hands.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No, don't put your hands in your pockets. I say you're still holding the bullets.
But I...
Now, open your hands, and I'll prove that you're Superman.
With the wide eyes of Dave Powers and many people in the restaurant on him, Clark Kent stands frozen, his mind racing desperately to find some way out of this predicament. For in his hands, he does hold the two leaden slugs fired from Professor Blessing's revolver. The proof that he is Superman. How could Kent possibly protect the secret of his double identity now from Inspector Henderson and all the world? If he opens his hands, the secret is out. If he refuses to open his hands, he is admitting that Inspector Henderson is right. What can he do? This is one situation Superman cannot talk himself out of, and he knows it. He must do something. And what he does is revealed in tomorrow's thrilling episode. So whatever you do, don't miss it. Be sure to be with us tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, there's almost no end to the fun you can have with Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 individual packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and Pep. You can take your choice every morning. Pick out your own private box of cereal. Makes breakfast a picnic. And sister will get a kick out of the cutout dolls on the bottom of the tray. Cut them out and dress them up and play all sorts of games with them. Tell Mom to be sure to get Kellogg's. Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.